everybody, in Parashas Ekev, we read the second paragraph of Kriya Shema that we say two times a day, every single day of our lives, V'haya, Im Shamoa, Tishmu, El Mitzvosai, etc. And in this second paragraph of Kriya Shema, we focus on our belief in and our acceptance of Schar V'Onesh, of divine reward and punishment. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards those who follow His Torah, and He punishes, God forbid, those who don't. And then the Torah says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes, V'limadtem osam es b'neichem, you must teach the words of the Torah to your children, ledaber bam, teach them to speak the words of Torah, b'shivtecha, b'veisecha, they must learn Torah and teach Torah and speak about Torah when you are sitting in your home, uvelech lecha vaderech, when you're traveling, uveshachbecha uvkumecha, when you're lying down, and when you are standing up. This pasuk is quite beautiful. You must learn Torah always and in every situation. This pasuk really highlights the importance of teaching Torah to our children and of learning Torah and speaking about Torah, no matter what and no matter when. And some Mefarshim, such as Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888, some Mefarshim say that the Pasuk is telling us that V'limadtem osam is not enough. It's not enough just to teach Torah to the next generation, but we must teach them L'daber bam. In the words of Rav Hirsch, quote, we must teach them the Torah so thoroughly and whole spiritual and mental treasures so impressive and penetrating that the Torah becomes the fundamental subject of their thoughts and speech, the basis of their outlook on life and judgment. End quote. That's Rav Hirsch. However, we must ask the following question. We understand, of course, the critical importance of teaching Torah and of speaking about Torah. But why do we need so many details? Why didn't the Torah just say, teach your children to always learn Torah and to speak about Torah? Why do I have to hear in the pasuk about the house and on the road and when I wake up and when I go to sleep? Why do I need to hear such specifics? This question is asked by the Ksav Sofer of Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, who died in 1871. He was the son of the Chasam Sofer. And this is found in the Sefer Ksav Sofer Al HaTorah. And he says the following beautiful idea. The Ksav Sofer says that you have to go back first, a couple of psukim. Go back to Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin, a couple of psukim earlier, when the Torah said that if, chas v'shalom, we do not follow Hashem's Torah, we will be expelled, God forbid, from Eretz Yisrael. V'avadtem mehera me'al ha'aretz ha'tova asher Hashem nosein lechem. We'll be expelled, God forbid. And then, right afterwards, the next pasuk, the Torah says, v'samtem estvarayele, alavavchem, etc. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that the Torah is telling us that even if, chas v'shalom v'avadtem mehera me'al ha'aretz ha'tova, even if we get exiled, even if we're in galus, still, v'samtem estvarayele, alavavchem, still, even in exile, we must keep the mitzvos. And then the very next pasuk, V'limadtem osam es b'neichem l'daber bam, says the Ksav Sofer, even in exile, even in galus, you must continue to learn Torah. Even in galus, you must teach the words of Torah to your children. In other words, no matter when and no matter where, Torah must be the focal point of our lives, the cornerstone upon which we build our families, our communities, and our nation. B'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you sit comfortably in your home in Eretz Yisrael, that's our true national home, there, Torah must be learned there, yes, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're sitting in Eretz Yisrael, but not only there, also, uvlechtecha v'aderech, even when you're not at home, even when you're not in Eretz Yisrael, even when you're in galus, even if when you're walking as a nation and moving, when you're moving from Assyria to Babylonia, Rome, Northern Europe, Eastern Europe, North Africa, Spain, and everywhere in between. Even when you are not at home, but even when you're on the road of Galus, even then Torah is there, keeping us together and keeping us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only that, but Torah also must be central to your life. B'shachbecha, when you as a nation, or you individually, God forbid, are at a low point, God forbid, in history, and we have many, many times throughout our history where Jews were down, b'shachbecha, we were down, but still Torah must be central, and Torah must be taught to the next generation. But not only b'shachbecha, but also b'kumecha, when B'nai Israel rise up. Even then, even in comfort and in victory, Torah comes first. And this message that we say every day, and that we teach our children to say every day, this message is a message of Jewish survival, whether we are here or there, and whether we are up or, God forbid, down, Torah must be in our pockets and on our lips. Have an amazing day, everyone.